So we have a chov from the last, from the end of the last Magorasi that leads to Iporea. And that is the Gemara's discussion, the topic of the Gemara says at the end here on Lamtesim Beis that, and Lamtesim and Alfred also mentioned it, that we say, once he says, if he decides to say, Ani Nishba, I'll take a Shua, so we say, Surna Me'al Anashim Arishim Aila. We remove ourselves, we're going to take leave now of your Rishayim, of these Rishayim. So the Gemara raises the obvious question on the next daf, which is why the plural formulation? We need it as a pasuk, but is that shayach to say here? So the Gemara says, if we say, Bishlama, right, that the person who takes the Shua, I understand, but what about the Mashpia? I see also Rasha. So the Gemara says, Kitani Rabbi Shem Ritavar Omer Shua Sashati Yavin Shneim, Melamed Shechala Shavua Al Shneim. So, Malamish Shchal Shua, the Shua is Chal, the in some sense the onus or the onus meaning O N U S, the avon of some kind is Chal upon Shnei. So, the question, obvious question that we want to look into is just what exactly that means. And here there's really primarily two interrelated issues to be clarified. Number one, what scenario are we talking about? Which case are we anticipating that we speak of Rishayim? That the Rishus comes up? Shvua Sheker? Or even the Shvua Semes? Is it specifically in the event of the Shvua Sheker or even if the Shvua Semes? That's number one. Number two is, in whatever case we're speaking about, in the Shvua Sheker, Shvua Semes, is a chal upon both in the same case? Or is it chal upon one of them? And then we want to explain that and understand. So here we have three basic opinions in Rishonim surrounding these two issues. First opinion is the opinion of Rashi, and also shared by Rabbi Nechananel's in Rabbi Nechananel on Lamed Chetzav Beis, which is that we're speaking specifically here of the scenario where there's a Shua Sheker, right? The case of the Rishonim that we're talking about, that's chala. He's talking about a case of the Shua Sheker. In that situation, where the Shua Sheker is, then it's Chal Shneim. What that means, says Rashi, is that it's Chal upon both of them. Right? The Nishpil Sheker, obviously, we understand. And what the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, is that it's also someone Chal upon the Mashpia. Even Mashpia bears some responsibility for the Shua Sheker. And that, obviously, is the Chiddush. And Rashi's specific suggestion as to why that is, why is it that he's somehow culpable in some sense, is... What? Anybody take a look?
He dealt with dealing with this person.
Lo, exactly. He was Moser Mamono to somebody who was untrustworthy, who could take a Shua Sheker. So, to some extent, he bears responsibility for being in the position where this person is now taking a Shua that's going to Sheker. There's a Chiddush in that. It's obvious, I think, that claim does not apply in all cases of Shua Sadayan. Right, what's one case as an example? Meaning, I shouldn't have dealt with this person in the first place, such that now he's going to be in a position to have to come to court and be able to test to take the Shua's checker. There are cases where I don't choose at all to engage with this person. Let's say he ran over my bike. I don't know. Let's say he damaged my mirror. Right, so he claims that he didn't, and I have an Eidah. Or let's say he claims that it was only $50 worth of damage, but it was really worth $100, right? In those cases, right, Shomrim is not so. But in the cases of Shmuas L'Nitzas, Shmuas Erechad, at the very least, it's very easy to have scenarios where I come to court with somebody who I had no prior dealings with, and I never actually willingly engaged with him. He came upon me in a way that involves my mom, and therefore I have to take him to court. Right, so there's no, I wasn't Moser Ramona, right? That's what Rashi says. Dikdek Limso Ramona Biad Neman, Hashem. But there are cases where I wasn't a Dikdek anything with him. I what was I supposed to do? Right? Follow? So I haven't seen anybody raise the issue. I think there are one or two options to say here. Either what we'll say is Enachinami, the svar that Rashi is giving here definitely doesn't apply everywhere, but it is correct. It is the reasoning that the Gemara is saying, and perhaps What we'll say is that it's true in the event that I'm talking about, it's really lo chala al shneihem. Right? In the event that, let's say, sashul minezek, right? Where the guy, I don't know, he was gozel, right? And I have an erechet that says he was gozel, right? So I didn't engage with this person at all. In a chinami, in that case, it wouldn't really be chala al shneihem. Right? It's not really rishayim plural. In the event that happens, but we still say this, I mean, the Gemara says we always do this, right? But we still say this because it's still, you know, important enough. I wouldn't mean to say low plug. I would say, and here's a point which I neglected to mention, which I should have. We say this why, and Rambam has it, I think it's clear, it's obvious, it's part of the human. As Rambam says, if he says Hari Nish, but then we say Surah Namayal Shamayalu. It sounds very much like the Rambam, this is just a continuation. He then summarizes the Din Yumim after that. It sounds like very much for the Rambam, this is just a continuation of the Yumim, right? We have what we say before, when we put the choice in, then we say after, he says, I want to take the Shavua. So before he does that, we say, Surah Namayal Shama Shayela is part of the Yumim. It could well be that even if it's true that technically speaking the Chal Ashnaim is inaccurate, but first of all, at the very least, you know, it is, if he's Sheker, that it still applies to that person. And even if we want to say that, you know, it doesn't apply technically, the Chal Ashnaim won't be true in, let's say, cases of Nezek, but the point we're trying to make here is how grave Shavua Sheker is, and that's a message that actually is true always. So even if, technically speaking, the Chal Ashnaim part of it, the Rishayim plural, is not necessarily going to be true in every case, but we tell them about this because the fact that it's even true in the cases where it is Shia, and you should know that this is in theory something, right, we're telling even the Nishba, in other words, the point is part of the human for the Nishba. Nishba, you should know that this is something which, you know, if it's Shavua Sheker, it's so bad that not only is it somehow visited upon you, the Avon, that it's your Avon, it's even an Avon of somebody who, you know, dealt with you. We even blame him for having you be in Bezin to be in a position to take this under Shavua. That's how serious this Avera is. That's how serious the phenomenon you're about to commit is. Now, even if that's not true in the case here, because the guy didn't do anything that would have put him in position, but just know that's how bad this is. I think that's possible. Meaning, it's true that the actual statement here of Surah Nama Yahu Shara Mishayla doesn't apply in all cases, but even where it doesn't apply, it's still the fact that it applies in any cases is something that we want to communicate to the Nishma. Yeah.
Can you just say that? Instead of harping on the fact that plural or yachid, just say that it's like a generic thing for anyone. Any meaning you're saying now it's like more because since we're talking about stam the severity of the shua, but maybe you can say like a step further than that. Surah on the alawi on shema rishayim or any case of shua that exists. Meaning it's just part of the human, like we said.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting. I mean, that's not obvious because Gemara says why are they both rishayim? It sounds like we're talking about why would these both
right,
people be rishayim?
Right, but I'm saying, why does Gemara even assume that pasuk is to be taken literally in this context? Why not just say
Gemara does assume that? Gemara assumes that.
But I'm saying, but why? I mean, why can't you be like a generic, like don't involve yourself with wicked people as a whole, like wicked people who take shuos. It doesn't have to be specific.
Because it sounds like it's talking about. I mean. We don't, I mean, it sounds like saying both of them are Rishayim.
Right, but I'm
saying, aren't
most of the human more just like a generic, like to scare you to not come to do something? Is it specifically talking to the people involved in the case, or is it just like
But here we say Surah Nami Al Rosh Hashim Ha'ela. I mean, I think that here, beforehand we didn't say, you know, this person, here we're saying Al Rosh Hashim Ha'ela. So Gemara is wondering. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the Gemara took it that way.
Right, now I know that.
I mean, and it's hard to imagine why would we just say a pasuk like that. I mean, the point is, and even if it's just, I mean, so the point is, what I'm suggesting though is, according to Rashi, that there is a fact which is true, in which Shavua Chal Ashnaim, it may not always be the case in these particular cases, right. In the particular case that you're saying it. But the point is that in principle, the Avon Shavua Sheker, the Chilul Shem Shavua Dover, is so significant that we not only take, you know, we not only view the person who takes the Shavua as being culpable, but even the person who put him in a position to do so, that also, he also, so the point is we really want to communicate that message, and even though, I mean, there is a Chiddush here in that, but we're going to say, Surah Namayal Rosh HaMashayilat, the guy's the Nizok, I mean, what do we have to do with anything? On Rashi's, on this understanding of it, in Chinami, it doesn't apply. Yeah, you had a...
I think probably might be tying better to when you discuss whether it's an MS or checker.
Okay.
Then MS is also another one.
Okay, fine. The other possibility is to say Rashi is really Lav Dafka. That's not really the only point. I think you could argue that the point is, more generally speaking, that the Toveya is the one here who is insisting on the Shavua. If the Toveya wants, he could just say, you know what, he's going to take a Shavua checker, it's not worth it. Right?
It's not worth it.
I was hoping that he would just, you know, be afraid. I see he's that bad of a person, and he's gonna take Shavua Sheker, in order to prevent. So forget it. I won't be Tovei. So the Tovei is the one, and it's not that he's allowed to do this, but you should know there's something. You bear some responsibility for that too. Then in that event, it's not so much that you could have prevented it, but you're insisting on the Shavua. So in some sense, it's chal on both of you, right? If you know it's Sheker, you're prepared to let that happen. We're not saying that. I mean, the Torah says this is something that happens if you want your money, but you have a choice to resolve it otherwise. I'm not saying, again, it's not a chiyuv to do so, but in some sense, the shavua shenka here is a result of your doing too. Yeah,
I think calling him a Russian doesn't play that subtle middle ground, though. I mean, you're saying it's a subtle middle ground of like the Torah allows this as a vehicle, but maybe you shouldn't. You could be called a Russian right now. I mean, it seems like there's a clear value of the Torah, which is give up on your own money, and as opposed to let this person take this.
I don't know that I'm not using it in the same sense that Rashi would be, and the person who's, let's say, who had dealings with this other person should not have had dealings with this. Like, is it usher to have done? It's not really usher to have done, so you didn't really violate an isser, but in some sense, don't think that this doesn't tarnish you.
So what does the Torah want from you at that point then? If the EM is there to get you to do what?
Like
to, even though you know you're in the right.
Maybe you could say a Baal Nefesh. I would argue maybe if you could say a Baal Nefesh, even in this point, maybe you're right. Maybe a Baal Nefesh should allow it to go. But that could be subject to, you know, let's say you need the money. I mean, it's $1 million.
Right, because that could open a huge can of worms where I go up to people and say, you owe me $1,000, and you say no, and you don't want to take Shua. Or
I don't want you to take the shoe.
I'll borrow as much money as I want, and then keep on denying it. And I know no one's going to chase me because this EM is calling you a Russia for getting me to lie.
It has that possibility. It's true. I mean, look. In theory, I mean, there's a lot of other reasons why people would, you know, prefer not to bring things to din. So this could be added to them. I mean, I don't know if that wouldn't be. Would it be crazy to say that that's probably the case, that if once Basin says Surna Ma'al Rasham Shangila, and then Tobaya hears that, he's gonna say, you know what? He takes Perish Rashi and he says, you know what, let's not do it. I don't think that's reasonable to me. Is that something that maybe it is something that we want? I mean, really we want the guy not to take the shula. But he's a real Rasha, and he apparently is willing to do it. Yeah. I'm not problematic. Yeah.
And you think this Ema, we start with this Ema to the Toveya is about Shavua Sheker. And
the Nitzvah. The Nitzvah, you're saying.
The...
When we are communicating it's the Nitzvah, it is something that...
We can take Shem. I mean, it's on the Toveya also. It's on the person claiming.
Sometimes, yeah.
So if it's on the Toveya, so what's it on? The other person Shavua Sheker? Or his own
Rashi, Sheker? What Rashi is interpreting is that in this situation, we are anticipating the possibility of it being a Shavua Sheker. That's really what the Rasham comes in here. According to Rashi, it's not this. None of this is true if it's a Shavuos Emes, which is kind of strange that we just say Surah Nami Arshim Shaila, but you understand. I mean, the point is, if it's Shavuos Emes, I mean, there's nothing wrong here. Shavuos Sheker, then you have a problem. Then you're
the wrong thing is the Tefillah, which is a Tefillah Sheker.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily call everybody who's Tovea Sheker Rasha like this. And if not, we'll come back to it. But Rashi's saying Shavuos, the problem of Shavuos in the event that is if it's false. So that's where you have Rashaim, and Rashi saying that's something which tarnishes, I think the word tarnishes, it tarnishes also the Tovei. Because Rashi says, because, you know, Lodiktik Mumano, and perhaps this other point, which is he's still insisting on it, not that he can't do that, but, I mean, we've seen how Chomer Shavua Sheker is, so is it really that surprising that you might say that, you know, if you're, you know, the one who's asking for it, whose claim is not expert, whose claim is responsible for there being such a thing. So it's not that you did anything wrong, you know, but neither did the whole world when it shook. Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi. Then you have two other Perushim that disagree, that think, both of them think that there's both scenarios are being anticipated here. In both of them, there is rishus sleep. Not only does a shvua sheker, but there's a shvua semes. So the second opinion is that of that which emerges in the Tosefta and is the opinion of Rabbi Chanan on Mem Zayin Beis. There's a chazara here of Rabbi Chanan, it seems. Or I give two different versions. Rabbi Chanan on Mem Zayin Beis goes with the Tosefta that it's chal upon either one, depending on whether or not it's sheker or emes. If it's sheker, then it's chal upon the nishba. Right? Then he's taking nishba sheker, then it's chal upon him. Mashbiya? No. Right? You don't hold a grashim in this. Right? Mashbiya is chafnitesh. If it's emes, right? If the shvua is emes, so then the onesh, the stain of the shvua, the fact that there was a shvua, needed to be a shvua, even though it was emes, but the fact that that there had to be taken one is chal upon mashbiya. And that's something which we'll come back to in a second, but that is something obviously we want to think about. The fact that even if the shvua is emes and therefore no isurim were violated, but we're still going to say that the mashbiya in that case, Rishon. Now, it could be what Sam is saying, namely, well, he was being shakir. No, first of all, it's not always so. Right? I'm a shvua shorim, is it shvua tanashem? I don't claim that you owe me, I don't know. Right, you say lo pashati ba. Torah says, right, I say what happened. You say lo pashati ba. Torah says in that case, the take the shavuot of that effect, and then there'll be.
My response to that could be the same way you responded to the first question on Rashi, which is that okay, not every case, but you know, but enough cases are
okay. Maybe. We'll have to think about that. But the alternative, I'm sorry, but the third sheet is the one that's the most important, and I want to start really addressing that one. And that's the Rebbe Tam, as he cited in Hagos Vamonios, right? The Rebbe Tam in Hagos Vamonios takes it to mean that in what this means is Sunan Rishal Hashayim, both of them are Hashayim in both cases. If it's a Shavuot Sheker case, so then Rashi is exactly right. That punishes not only the Nishba, but also the Mashbiya. And if it's MS, so not only does the Mashbiya bear responsibility for bringing this about, like Rebbe Tam held, it's also the Nishba himself that bears some measure of them. This is a Rebbe Tam, right? Rebbe Tam in, right, cited by Hagos Vamonios. Everybody saw it? He says, he says, he quotes Gemara, Garcin Hassan, etc. Here's Rebbe Tam. She im nishpa l'shaker yesh gama mashbiya onesh shvua shegorim lecholzeh shelohayu lo lisa v'litinimo. So who's that like?
Rashi.
He's quoting grandfather. Right? That's Rashi. The im nishpa b'emes yesh al mashbiya onesh shvua shav sheshbio. Who's that like? That part just that element. That's Rebbe Chanan. The im nishpa sorry. And that's, and then he quotes that the Septa says like Rebbe Chanan, which is that it's mibein shnehem. That's a chalashen mibein shnehem. There's a rush here. This idea is that the nishba himself is taking the nishba of the shvua zemes is also in some sense tarnished by this. Also in some sense. Considered to be having done something wrong. Question to consider, obviously, is the shittas that hold that with shvuas emes, there's some habon here in both cases, meaning both the Rebbe Tam, the Rebbe Chanan, and the Rebbe Tam, both require analysis. Shvuas emes, no isurim involved at all, no chilul Hashem. What's going on? So let's start with the Rebbe Tam because, as we say, the Rebbe Chanan's, part of it, the fact that the mashbio could be considered. To have some sort of oven. Yeah, we could perhaps attribute to the fact that, he's lying. Like you're saying, right? He's lying. It's a shvuas emes. The guy really isn't lying. And I'm saying that he is. So that, you can argue that the fact that sheker is somehow is what's responsible for your being considered the Russian. But you can't say that for Rebbe Tam. The contribution of Rebbe Tam here, what he adds, that even the Nishba, who the whole time has been saying emes, so he too bears some sort of avon, right? You can show them what that's about. So I think there's two possibilities here. The first possibility, right, is I think essentially maybe this is an echo of we saw in a Gemara somewhere. See if you guys can pull it together. I saw in a Gemara somewhere where the notion that to take the Shvua, even if it's MS, is going to be a problem.
You're talking
about Shvua Shah.
About train to train.
Shvua Shah, right.
Right, yeah.
Okay, that's one. That's one. What's even more directly, exactly, it's actually this case, not trade to trade necessarily even.
Did
you
not
trade
him to go to
Bezda? No. You guys remember Gemara Tour? Right, the Gemara and Torah, they quoted Bishmot Yishaveya. What was it quoting in response to? Why didn't he need to quote Bishmot Yishaveya?
Why you don't get Malkus even for a Shavua 7?
Maybe you'll get Malkus, right, for the Shavua. In fact, the way Rashi read that Gemara, right, this is the way that Rashi read the Gemara and Torah, because the Gemara says, I know that it's a Rishus for the sake of your Mammon, right, the Fais is to take a Shavua, but nonetheless, don't be lucky. Because right, Gemara had wondered, right, what was
and the Shvua was just the Fayusa, right?
And the what?
Shvua was MS would be the Fayusa, right? It was
what?
It was the Fayus, right?
But even though the Torah is saying you should take it, and the Shvua was MS, but look at it.
Right?
Yeah. Right. This is Gemara in Torah that few moment days, coming full circle, or even when I'm done, we're starting to go full circle in the beginning. Where right, the Gemara says, it says, Amar, afilu shuvos emes, maybe the malchus that you get, this is a chiddush or shua, that's even if you take a shuvos emes. So the Gemara said, in response, Behajiksiv, Shvua Hashem Tehiyeh Ben Shneihem. It says, Shvua Hashem Tehiyeh Ben Shneihem, so that can't be. The Gemara says, Hani Mile, Lefayez is Chavero, Ava Melke Loki, says Rashi, is supposed to Ramban, Rashi reads to mean, Inechinami, you can take the Shvua, and that's what the Gemara, the Pasuk is saying, Shvua Hashem Tehiyeh Ben Shneihem, take the Shvua, and you win. Lefayez is Chavero, meaning to, in your din against your fellow, so you take the Shvua, and this is how you win. Lefayez is Shvua. You win. However, even so, you'll be loke. Kamash Allah and Bishmati Shaveya. Right? Milke Loki Lo Matz Zamras, Talksi Bishmati Shaveya. So this is what Rashi, right? Rashi explained that Havmina, again, the Havmina according to Rashi was, in the case, right? Ramban read this is different. Ramban read that Lahani Mila the Fais Haver means that it's Mutter and there's no Isser whatsoever, right? There's no Isser when it comes to this of when you take a Shvua, a Shvua's Dayana. But maybe a Shvua's Bitua will be Asr still. That's what he read it as. The Sibyl's reading out, because it doesn't say talking three cases, is no, is Rashi's, right? Milky, that this Shvua's MS that you take in court in Shvua's Hashem Nature and you win with, that's it to win in court. But Milky Loki. So why would you get Malkus? So here you could have said one of two things. Let's just say what Rashi says, right? So in other words, the Rabbeinu Tam, I think, is an echo of that Havmina. And what's the issue? So I think, as I was saying, there's two ways to understand. And one way is to explain it in line with Rashi. How did Rashi explain that? You guys remember? What? What was the problem for such a person? Rashi explained. Afilush was emes. The kamizayar krad afilush was emes lowly abdi b'shem shemayin. One second. It says Rashi, what was the problem? It wasn't so much in that you're taking the Shvua, but that in that you were not careful enough to avoid a situation in which you had to take a Shvua. Sort of the same kind of the parallel opposite of the avon of the mashpia. Right? In a case of Shvua Sheker, that you put yourself in a situation, Rashi is saying, even a Shvua's MS, but It's not that the taking of the shvuah was a problem. It's the fact that you put it in a situation where it had to become, there had to be a shvuah. That's one way to put it. Right? Alternatively, you could say, no, in fact, it's taking the shvuah. Right? That's the other way of interpreting the Gemara. It's not what Rashi said, maybe that's not the issue. It's being nishba. There's something wrong with it. It's true you win, but there's something wrong with it. And you could even get malchus for it. That was what happened to the Gemara, right? Not what Rashi saying that, no, the Shvua is completely mutter, but you're having to have taken it, that's not pusher. You shouldn't have had to be in a position to take it, and that is what you're going to get punished for. That's one possibility. The alternative is, even the taking it is low down.
Right. How would I remove this wall?
Okay, is there something going on now?
It's going to happen one.
At 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, ask your question until we have it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. with this second way to read the Gemara, Bitole on the Machlokes we had before, that was said before in context of the Gemara,
yeah.
Whether Shua is a mitzvah or not.
Oh, so I want to get back to that. Excellent question. That's exactly the next point. Yeah. So, and I agree with you that, I mean, I think the question could be raised about either of them, but especially the second. So, that's we'll come back to a second. So, that's the alternative, is to say that in the end, it says Bishwant Shaveya, that tells you don't get malchus. But what's Rabbeinu Tam would be saying? Either way, I think this is what's going on, is that whatever the problem was, right, Rabbeinu Tam is reflecting that, okay, so you don't get malchus for it, but there's still Mikri Rasha for that. That's the, right? Again, two explanations of how that is, either because I shouldn't be in a situation, or the very taking of the Shvuah itself is not something you get malchus for, but just because you don't get malchus for it doesn't mean it's not a problem. What is the problem, just as Derech Agav? Presumably, right? What are we saying the issue is? What was the issue that the Gemara came from? What was the issue where the Gemara was trying to find out what the problem? Why would we think this is us? What does the Gemara seem to suggest about it? An issue of what?
Is it
shame? Shame from Amapella. Let's order the issue of Esesham Kavatir. So it's not really Shua Skina, even though Shua Shav, which is the language of some here, that you would say Shua Shav, technically speaking, probably wouldn't be a Losisa Shame Shav. Legally speaking, but probably more of a chisar in your shemayim. For showing me that if you really cared about changing shemayim, you wouldn't have been in the situation, right? The question that I wanted to just conclude with is the question exactly the one that Sam asked, which is what is consistent and what isn't consistent here with the position of the Rambam, right? That Shvuas Emes is Midarche Avoda Vehidur Vekidus Gadol Yishava Veshmel. If you take that position, so how does that work with this sugya? So I think it is possible, in fact, Sam, to say, you know what? If you take the position of the Rambam, you have to take Shitas Rashi, because Shvuas Emes is it's a simcha. Hidur is a mitzvah like mezuzah. It's a mitzvah of being miyake to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's how we explained it. Right, that it's a Hidur Begidus Gadol Yishava Veshmel. So, it's not just an, and he would probably say it's Ladaf and the Nishba, even the Mashbiya. So it's clearly consistent with Rashi, right? No, Rashi's clearly fine with Rambam. Maybe that's what Rambam will say.
Rashi is a more.
She is Rashi here. No, she is Rashi here. It's about Kala Shneim. Rashi is talking about a Havim.
Right.
So that's not a problem. The question is, what's the Maskan? So you'll say the maskana for the Rambam was b'shmati shaveya. It's a mitzvah, right? That's what we remember when we looked at the Gemara there. We said that the Rambam read the Gemara saying, "Looky, what b'shmati shaveya? There's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah gedola." Right? That was exactly where the Rambam came in. So the maskana then is okay. So Shua's emes is being something negative in any sense is off. So obviously that would work well. That would be clearly consistent with Shitas Rashi here that. When you speak about Rasha, you're only talking about an event of a Shua Sheker. Right? I agree with you. I think that the second Pirush of Rabbeinu Tam, right, that the problem of the... Well, let me say this. Is Rabbeinu Tam consistent? That's Jesus' question. Is Rabbeinu Tam consistent with Rama? So I think there's no question that the second Shita... Or let me say this way. It's very unlikely to say that if the problem for Rabbeinu Tam is the fact you take a Shua, not that you were in a position to. But the very fact you take a shvuah is not loke, but in some sense, there's an oven to it that would be warrant you're being considered Russia too. I don't think that's compatible, in my opinion. And exactly what you were saying, I think you agree, right? It doesn't seem to be compatible with the Hidur, Hidur, Gadol, Yishama, Mishma. I mean, it isn't, you find, let me clarify. Is it absolutely possible? I think there is precedent for something being considered both a chet and mitzvah. In fact, the Nazir? Yeah, the Tosos and Tainus and Yirav in the context of Nazir, which speaks about a Kavachomer Minazir, right, that was chote, where it says that Yoshev B'Tainus is chote, nonetheless, a mitzvah, but he's also doing a mitzvah. Tosa says that, right? Tosa in the name in the Shita there and the Ritva there and Tainus and Yudalf says that Yoshe B'Tainus is both a chote and a making a kind of mitzvah. Okay, but that's Lamanda. You're saying that was Lamanda Amr that the Nazir is in chote possession mitzayar also minayana. Okay, but where you find that. And it's a fascinating concept to think about. They can be both doing both something that's both in one sense a chet and another sense a mitzvah. So you would want to start saying, okay, therefore, let's have more of those. That's a challenging thing to think.
It's
of,
also
yeah.
Like by the Gemara about Tainus, right?
That's right, Yosher B'Tainus.
Yeah, same meaning.
The Gemara equates it to the Gemara itself equates to another, correct? But you know, hey, today, you know, nimtza. You don't. I mean, that's every time we find those, you have to say, you know, what does that mean? How do we understand that? You wouldn't normally assume that something is an avoda of the heater, Peter's gadol, especially here, and say, but there's also a nevera too. So I'm in agreement. I think it's impossible, nearly impossible, to say that on the one hand you avoda of heater's gadol. On the other hand, the nishba be'emes in taking the shvua is also, you know, is also Russia. In some sense, I think that's impossible. The question. But is and what about the alternative? Shalohaya lahavi asma. And we can put it differently. What about the mashbiyah? Is the Rambam compatible, let's say, with the opinion of Rabbi Chanan? Right, that in the Shavuos MS, so the Nishba, let's say, you know what, let's say the Nishba has nothing, there's no problem. But the mashbiyah that he's bringing this about, is that compatible? You think it is not?
I think it is. I don't think I would see why not.
Okay, so I mean, the reason why not would be this is a wonderful thing. This is a derech avodah kidur kidur gadol. So you're responsible for bringing out the situation. Oh,
it depends on your reading chanal. I mean, reading chanal is creating a shvua the way that we read the reading tam. Then that would work. But there's another way to read it. I mean, you could read chanal as a tovea being a liar.
Okay.
In which case,
correct. So if. But in the end, I was mentioning
you wanted to say that. Yeah,
well, in the end, I think that's hard to say just because of that. I mean, first of all, it's not always true. But you're right; you don't say it's always that it needs to be always true. But why is he? I mean, we don't say anything about Rishayim in the stop case of Din. So, or it has something to do with the fact that we're now coming to a shul. I'm not saying what you're saying is impossible, and I would agree. If you take the view that the real source of the Rishus, the theory of Chananel, is the fact that Mashbiyah is lying, in the case of the Shavuos Emes, it's that he's lying, then fine. But if you don't take that view, and if you take the view, let's say, in Rintam, which is the same, that in Rintam, it takes on a clear perspective that it's not that, because the Nishba too, right, who's not lying, is also, right, under that stricture. So is that possible, is it possible to say that that's consistent with the Rama? So you could say, no, it isn't, because I think there's probably the standard way to think about it is, it isn't consistent. If this is an avodah heder and kiddush gadol, so then you don't have a taina against somebody who made this happen. If he's lying, fine. But even the Mishka? I mean, what did he do? He made it possible to do this avodah heder and kiddush gadol. So I think there is a logic to it. I don't think it's mubrah. I do think it's possible to say that en achinami, it's a mitzvah gedola, it's an avodah v'hidur kiddush gadol, v'acha pichein, there's something to, right, having been responsible for bringing it about, that we consider to be something that's negative. I think you can say simply that there's, if you remember, right, we discussed, even for the Rambam, there's a tension. Right, there's a tension between the what we mentioned, right? The chiseron, the problem would be between the yira, as Hashem like the tira, that requires recoiling from the Baruch Shalom, right? That means nirtal da achorav, and the yira Hashem shelo yizafir shemal batala, right? The Rambam explains in the mitzvah of yira Hashem. So there's a tension, remember, going back now full circle again, right? The tension between that and the other hand, and the fact that it's also an avoda v'kabo v'hidur v'miyafi, the shame in Shavuot. Right? So we noted that for the Rambam it would seem that the resolution of this tension is that it's limited to b'makmash and sky v'vezin. It's only Shavuot of the Anim where there was an actual requirement, mitzah, the din that came about, that you were chayav, right? That your mamon is at stake and it really is yours and you shouldn't have to give it up. So in that case where the Torah says take the Shavuot, so that becomes a matir in a sense that resolves the problem. It's not just a volunteering, because we discussed the Rambam is avodah v'hidur gadol. Why is it only for b'makom shem sky v'vezin? Why does the Rambam say that about Shavuot mitzvah b'chlal? So our suggestion was that's how he resolves the tension, right? To on one hand is avodah v'hidur shalom, on the other hand shalom yizafir shalom levatala is reflects yira, right? And it's a chisaron in yira. So the answer is when you become chayiv v'vezin take a Shavuot, then you are being mekayim a mitzvah, then you can just enjoy the sort of the pure avod l'shabedavar, the hidur v'kiddush gadol of the yichud that's involved in it, the makom shem sky. Right? That's how we suggested that the Rambam would resolve the tension. If you remember, we also noted that it seems that the Ramban too, and the Medrash Tanchuma in fact, seems to resolve it in a way which has implications even for Shavuos HaDayanim. Right? Because the way that many Rishonim understood is that what does Medrash Tanchuma say? When is it that I'm able to take a Shavuot? Why is it in the world of Pasuk? Not because it's a mitzvah, which one to Shavuot. It's a Shavuot, because here, also Savot, which one to Shavuot. Who was Sibra, which one to Shavuot. The Ramban quotes that Medrash, right? The Medrash Tanchuma says, but if you have Midos Halalu, then take a Shavuot, then it's okay. It has an impact upon who's able to take a Shavuot. Right? The resolution of the tension is, who is it that it's for whom is it? Is it avodah v'hidur or v'kiddush? For whom is it a mitzvah? Not for everybody, because it depends on where it's coming from and what it reflects. For some person, it's rush. You know, you're rushing in where you should be fearing to tread, right? So that had an impact upon who's taking it, right? So we saw that the tension between the on the one hand there's an avodah v'hidur gadol element to it, on the other hand. Right, the havmin of the Gemara was a good havmin. Right, there's an isur of hazashim shalvayim v'tala. So, how do these things resolve? So, perhaps we might say that you know what, even within Shavuos HaDayanim for the Rambam, right, even for Shavuos HaDayanim, the way that this is how it plays out. In that, once you're in a position to be taking the Shavua, so then it's an avodah v'hidur v'kiddush gadol. However, the fact that you're in a position to take the Shavua, right, when we think about just the fact that you're in such a position, and whether or not it was good that you came to such a position, the answer to that is that's not the question. Right? Because of the thing which, right, is pushing back on the mitzvah, Shabbat is the yira. Really, there's an element of yira which is kind of, right, it was kind of pushing back on the going ahead and taking a Shavuos MS. The way it was resolved was, keep it makrish and eschayed, then if you're already var chayav, so then it's not just I'm kind of volunteering this. I'm doing it in order to win bidin. So then it becomes something which is another hidush gadol, right? But maybe we'll say, but maybe there's still, precisely because of that, there's still a problem with being part of the reason that for having arranged the situation to be that you become chayav. In other words, there is somewhat of responsibility to not bring about that we have to take a Shavua. At the same time, I think that is consistent, I think. At the same time as, but if there is that situation, it does come about, at that point, so then taking a Shavua is a Hidur v'Kiddush Gadol. I think these are consistent, because again, there's no question there's something pushing back on it. The Avodah v'Hidur Gadol on the one hand, on the other hand, Me'ir HaShem Shalom Yizakir Shem Olav HaTov. So because we have both of those elements, and I think that's the, you know, how we resolve it. So it's true that in a situation where you're chayav to take a shvuah in order to win, so we don't say you have to lose. So in that situation, it's an avodah v'hidur kiddush gadol. At the same time, bringing the situation to that point, bringing us into the situation which you now have to take a shvuah of a bezin, such that it would become a number of the meters, although at the same time, that is something which is also not, which is also viewed as being somewhat deficient, right? Not having prevented that, not having seen to it that I don't need to be in a situation where I'm taking the shvua, is still a chisar and yerushalayim. I think those are consistent. You guys agree with me? No? Doesn't seem to me to be a steer to say, on the one hand, in the end, if you really are chayav bevezin, then it's an avodah v'gidur g'rejovol, because that's how the then we will say, you know what, okay, so you're already chayav, it's not a chisaron b'gira to then take the shua, and if it's not a chisaron b'gira, then we just let the regular, the other element, the element of avodah v'gidur g'rejovol, that would be niyachid, shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, so then that's the tension. But to bring it to a situation where that chayav comes about, that you where it would be justifying, but in terms of looking at it, you know, from a perspective of, but being in having, bringing around about the justifying circumstances, that itself does reflect the chisaron of the era, and therefore we could say that. I think that's possible. I think there were, and what's my raya for this, in the end? Two things. One is, Miri, right, this is what I was pointing to, Miri says, quote, Miri quotes Rambam, Avoda Mitzvah Gedola. Right, do you guys think this could be Miri? On the one hand. On the other hand, his major shot in the Shvuah Chalash Nayim is Rabbi Nachman Aleph's shot. So it's possible, maybe you understand what you're saying. I think it's more likely that the Miri thought of this way, that on the one hand, it's true that it's a mitzvah gedola. On the other hand, but it's only being a mitzvah gedola, sort of unalloyed, but untainted by any chisaron of yira, is only due to the justifying circumstances to bring it about that it needs to be, that it needs to be. That the person takes a shvua is still chisaron b'yira, and therefore melamed shvua chalash nayim. So, on taking the shvua itself, you are accomplishing mitzvah gedola, but the fact that you have to take a shvua, I think it's a fascinating thing. I think it's possible. The fact that you were in a situation where you had to take a shvua is something in which we hold against you. So, the Rami Chanal doesn't say about the Nishvah, the Rami Chanal says about the Mashpia. According to what I'm saying, in theory, in principle, the Rambam could even be consistent with the Rina Chanana, which I think is an interesting point. But I'll further, I think that the Rambam himself kind of has that possibility. I mean, the Rambam, at the end, right, when he talks about the house being Matsubo, right? So my understanding was, it could be interpreted. We're concerned about the sheker possibility. I think it's also possible. No, we prefer not there to be a shvua. If that's possible, didn't you just tell us how do you read this Rambam, right? Why are we not tearing behem achi well yeshu shvua klal? Is the Rambam opened up the parak by saying it's a mitzvah gedola shvua v'hidur v'hidur? So one answer is yeah, because that's if it's emes, right? Sheker is a big problem. I think the alternative is to say there's a tension, right? MS, it's true that if it's MS, so then there's an avodah v'hidur g'nir gadol. At the same time, we don't forget that the havamina of that Gemara Torah is still in the back of our minds and has impact in terms of, does it need to be? Do we need to be saying the shvua? And should we be putting ourselves in a situation where that we have a shvua? I think that's a possibility as well. Okay?